B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Tzadik Vov. We're going to start 12 lines from the top of the Omud. We saw in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek on Daf Tzadik Hei Omud Aleph, if somebody finds tefillin in a field, and on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry in the field and from the field into the homes, into the city, what should you do? You shouldn't really just leave the tefillin there in a very degrading state. So what you do is, according to the Tanakhama, you can actually wear the tefillin as if you're doing the mitzvah of tefillin, and then wear the tefillin and take them pair by pair back into the town. According to Reb Gamliel says you can even put on two pairs at a time. And we had a long discussion on Daf Tzadik Hei Omud Aleph exactly what they're arguing about, and the maskona seems to be, the bottom line was, certainly according to Rashi, that according to the Tanakhama, Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, even Shabbos Min HaTorah is a day that you can put on Tefillin. The Chachomim said you shouldn't because we're afraid you'll carry them, etc. But Shabbos, technically speaking, intrinsically speaking, Shabbos is a day that's not been excluded from the mitzvah of Tefillin. According to Reb Gamliel, Shabbos has been excluded from Tefillin. Says the Gemara now, Uman Shomasle Shabbos is Man Tefillin. The anonymous Tanakhama in the Mishnah that says Zug Zug, you can only take in one pair at a time, and they hold, as we've discussed, that Shabbos is Man Tefillin. Who are these? Who is this? Which opinion is it? There's no name mentioned in the Mishnah. And the Gemara is now going to have four different suggestions as to who it could possibly be. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva. It seems, at first glance, that it follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya we learnt in a Braisa. V'shomarto esachuko hazois lemoyado miyomim yomimo. This chok, this decree, this mitzvah, should be kept, you should guard it, you should keep it, v'shomarto lemoyado at its time, miyomim yomimo. From days to days, from time to time, from year to year, we'll see exactly what it means. This pasuk is in one of the parashiyos in the Tefillin, and just before this pasuk, there are a number of psukim. One speaking about the mitzvah of Tefillin, another speaking about the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. The question is this pasuk referring to Tefillin? Is it referring to Korban Pesach? And either way, what does it mean? Says the Gemara, Yomim, from the fact that it says Yomim, v'loy leilois, that whatever this chukah is referring to, it's in the day, not in the night. Miyomim, when it says the extra word, the extra letter, miyomim, it means v'loy kol yomim, some of the days, but not all the days. Which means that from the word miyomim, we're excluding nights, and we're excluding some days, prat l'shabbosis v'yomim tovim. They exclude Shabbos and Yom Tov. Divi Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns from this pasuk, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns this is referring to tefillin, that from this pasuk you see that tefillin is not a time, is the night is not a time for tefillin, and Shabbos is not a time for tefillin. Rabbi Akiva says, Lo ne'emar chukazu elo le'inyon pesach bilvad, that Rabbi Akiva says that as far as tefillin is concerned, we're not excluding nights or Shabbos from this posuk. This posuk is only teaching us the halachas of Korban Pesach. Asks the Gemara, Ve'el ahod etnan. There's a Mishnah. And this is a Mishnah regarding Korban Chatos. We know that if somebody does a mitzvah loisase, if somebody transgresses an avera, a lav, that if one had one done it intentionally, it would be chayev koros. If you did it by mistake, unintentionally, you bring a Korban Chatos. What happens if there's a mitzvah asei, which is punishable by Koros, and there's only two of them, it's Korban Pesach and Bris Milah. If somebody by mistake didn't do it when he should, then does he bring a Korban Chatos or not? So the Mishnah says that anything which is a Detnan, we learnt in the Mishnah, HaPesach VaMilah Mitzvahs Asei. Since Korban Pesach and Bris Milah are Mitzvahs Asei, not Mitzvahs Lois Asei, there's no Korban Chatos when transgressing them unintentionally. So Lema, the Gemara is saying, according to what we just said now, that Rabbi Akiva learns that the posuk of V'shomarato esachuko azois lemoyadom yomim yomimo is going on Pesach, and the word Shomarato we're about to see always has the same connotation as a lav, V'shomarato, guard yourself. It doesn't have to mean guard yourself to not do it. It could mean guard yourself and do it. But the word v'shamarta has a connotation of guarding, which is like a lav. And if according to Rabbi Akiva it's going referring to Korban Pesach, then Korban Pesach is also a lav. And if Korban Pesach is a lav, then if somebody transgresses and doesn't bring the Korban Pesach by mistake, he should bring a Korban Chatos. And that's not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Pesach v'hamilo mitzvah saseh. Lema, the Gemara is saying, are you suggesting to Loik Rabbi Akiva that that Mishnah is not following Rabbi Akiva? Dear Rabbi Akiva, if it is Rabbi Akiva, given to Moikilo b'Pesach, since he learns and explains that the Pasuk of Shomarto Zachuka is going on Korban Pesach, Lav Nami Ika, then Korban Pesach also has with it a Lav. Could Rabbi Ovin Omer Biloi, the Omer Ovin Omer Biloi, Kol Mokim Shenemar, every place it says, either Hishomer, guard, or pen, or al, Hishomer pen v'al, eine elo b'loisase. Those words have the connotation of a loisase. And if so, according to Bakiva, Korban Pesach is a loisase. Answers the Gemara, no. Afila teimer Bakiva. It could be that that Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, and there's no chatos. Hishomer, when it says the words Hishomer, the lav, in the context of a regular lav, then lav. That means when the Hishomer is in the context of something you shouldn't do, then it has the connotation of a lav. Hishomer da'aseh, but when the Hishomer is telling you, make sure, guard yourself, to make sure that you do something, aseh, then it has the connotation of an aseh, and not the connotation of elois aseh. So we see from here that according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't have an issue with the fact that there's no chatos. And Rabbi Akiva does not learn from Miyomim Yomimo about tefillin, he learns about Pesach. So about tefillin, there's no source that there's no chiyuv tefillin in Laila and Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva could learn that Shabbos and Laila are zman tefillin, and that will be the tana of our Mishnah. Asks the Gemara, v'sover Rabbi Akiva, Shabbos zman tefillin hu? Are you really suggesting that according to Rabbi Akiva, Shabbos is zman tefillin, and you learn that from the fact that Rabbi Akiva does not explain the pasuk of Shomarta Zachuka Azois Lemoyadim Miyomim Yomimo that it's going on tefillin? He says it's not going on tefillin. And we learned from there that Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbos Zman tefillin. V'atanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Akiva Oimir, Yochel Yaniach Odom tefillin B'Shabbosis V'yomim Toivim. I do think that a person would wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Talmud Leima, I learned from an explicit pasuk, says Rabbi Akiva, that Shabbos is not a time for tefillin. What does it say in the pasuk? It says in the pasuk, "V'hoya lecha leois al yodcha," that tefillin should be for you a sign, an ois on your arms, on your hands. Mi shetzrichim ois, those days which are regular weekdays that need an ois, and Rashi explains here, Yomim sheYisrael tzrichim lahamid ois, the days that Klal Yisrael need to establish a sign, an ois, al atzmon, on themselves, lahakir, in order to recognize, in order to distinguish, sheheim machzikim b'teirosei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they are holding tight to Hashem's Torah. Which days need that? Those are only the weekdays. Yotzu Elu Shehein Gufan Ois, to exclude those days, and Rashi says, which is Shabbos Yinontov Shehein Atzmon Ois Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. The essence of Shabbos is connecting Klal Yisrael to Hashem, therefore you don't need tefillin to do that. So Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn from Miyomim Yomimo that Laila and Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin. He actually says Laila is Zman Tefillin, but Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin from V'hoya L'chol Ois Al Yodcha. So therefore, it's clear according to Rabbi Akiva that Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin, so the Ketanin, our Mishnah, cannot be Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, okay, it's not Rabbi Akiva, let's try another Tana. Elo hai Tana hu de Tanya, the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Nosson in the following Braisa. We learnt in the Braisa, Hanir Balailo, if somebody is not intending to go to sleep at night, somebody who's intending to go to sleep, of course he can't put on Tefillin. You're never allowed to put on Tefillin when you're sleeping, because it's impossible to maintain a clean body, a guf noki, and therefore, when a person is sleeping, he's not allowed to wear tefillin. But if somebody's intending to be ni'ur balayla, to be up all night, rotza choylitz, if he wants, he can take off his tefillin. Rotza maniach, but he's allowed to put tefillin on at night. Why? Because laylo's man tefillin. Divir Reb Nosson, that's the opinion of Reb Nosson. So you see clearly there's an opinion here that Laila's Zman Tefillin, and at this point we assume that not only is Laila's Zman Tefillin, Shabbos is also Zman Tefillin, because it's the same Pasuk, Miyomim Yomimo, that excludes nights and excludes Shabbosos. So if you say that nights are a Zman Tefillin, obviously Shabbos is also a Zman Tefillin. So our Mishnah could be following Rabbi Nosson. Divi Rabbi Nosson. And the Braisa continues, Yoinason Hakituni Oimer, he argues and says, Ein manichin tefillin balaylo, that the night is not a time to wear tefillin. Says the Gemara, Mid laylo letanekam ozman tefillin, since laylo night is a time for tefillin, according to the first Tana, which is Reb Nosson, Shabbos nami zman tefillin, Shabbos is obviously also a time for tefillin, so the Tana in our Mishnah can be Rabbi Nosson. Says the Gemara, no. How do you know? Maybe Rabbi Nosson doesn't say that Shabbos zman tefillin. Dilma svirle, maybe he holds that laylo zman tefillin, that in the night, indeed, is a time that you can put on tefillin. Shabbos lav zman tefillin, but not Shabbos. It's true that if you're learning from the pasuk of Hashemarato es achuka azois, lemoyado miyomim yomimo, then Shabbos and nights have the same status. But we saw Rabbi Akiva, and the Gemara is about to mention that. Rabbi Akiva, he holds laylo zman tefillin, and nonetheless, Shabbos lausman tefillin from a different pasuk from v'hoyel l'chol ois. The hashamino neil Rabbi Akiva to Omar laylos man tefillin. We know that Rabbi Akiva says that laylos man tefillin. There's no reason it shouldn't be zman tefillin. He doesn't learn out from miyomim yomimah to tefillin. He uses that pasuk for Pesach, and the v'hoyel l'chol ois is only excluding Shabbos and doesn't exclude nights. And besides that, it's apparent in the Gemara of Zvochim that Rabbi Akiva holds laylos man tefillin. And nonetheless, Shabbos lausman zman tefillin. And Shabbos nonetheless is not zman tefillin, as we saw before, from the Hoyo L'chol Ois Al Yodecho. So if so, in the same way as Rabbi Akiva does exclude the nights and excludes Shabbos and does not exclude the nights, maybe Rabbi Nosson holds the same. And then if he does hold that way, that he does not exclude, that he does exclude Shabbos, then the Tana of our Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Nosson. Elohai Tana hu detanya, we have a third Tana. The third suggestion is the Tana of the following Braisa. Michal ben Cushi. Michal, the daughter of Shaul HaMelech, who was named Cushi. Hoysa maneches tefillin. She used to wear tefillin, even though she was a woman. V'loi michu bo chachomim. The chachomim didn't protest. The chachomim didn't stop her. So it seems a woman is allowed to wear tefillin. V'ishtei shel Yoino. We know the famous Yoino Anovi, Yoino ben Amitain from Sefer Yoino. His wife used to go, Hoysa oilo l'regel. She used to go to the Beis HaMikdash to do Aliyah L'Regel 3 times a year. V'loi michu bo chachomim, the chachomim didn't stop her. Midloi michu bo chachomim, since the chachomim didn't stop Michal bas Cushi from putting on tefillin, it must be Alma, kasavur mitzvah sasei sheloi azman gromai. It must be that tefillin is not considered a time-restricted mitzvah, because we know that the rule is that women are chayev to keep all the mitzvahs lo yisaseh, but not all the chiyuvim of the mitzvah sasei. The mitzvah sasei, if it's zman groma, if it's limited by time, restricted by time, women are potur. But if it's a mitzvah which is not restricted by time, then they're chayev, they're allowed to do it. So if the fact that the chachomim didn't stop Michal bas Cushi wearing tefillin, it must be tefillin is a mitzvah sasei she'en zman groma. It's not time limited. Now, in the event that tefillin was excluded from either nights or Shabbos, then it would be considered a time restricted mitzvah, and then women would be potur. And then the Chachomim wouldn't have allowed her to wear tefillin. From the fact that they did allow her to wear tefillin, it must be, at least according to this Braisa, the way we understand it so far, it must be that Laylo and Shabbos is man tefillin. So our Mishnah that says, the Tanakam of our Mishnah that holds that Shabbos is man tefillin, it's this Tana. Answers the Gemara, no. But Dilma, Sovar lo, Kribyoisi. It could be that Laylo loves man tefillin. And therefore, the truth is that Noshim, ladies, are potur. Because it's a mitzvah sasei shazman groma. And nonetheless, the Chachomim didn't stop her. Why? Do Omar, Rabbi Yossi holds, Noshim soim chois roshus. Even though there's an explicit posuk, we learn out from a posuk, the Gemara is going to bring, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'amarat aleim odom kiakriv mikem. And then it says in the next posuk, later on it says, V'somach yodi b'nei Yisrael, that only, V'somach yodi. And we learn from there that Bnei Yisrael Samechin v'loi Bnei Yisrael Samechis. We learn from the Pasuk that only Zechorim, only men, only males do smicha, that only they lean on a korban before bringing the korban. Women don't do smicha. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yossi says, even though they are potur, Noshim Samechis, Roshos, they have permission if they want to. That means the fact that they are, that it's a mitzvah sasei shazman groma and they are potur, doesn't mean that if they do it, we have to stop them. If so, it could be that Michal Bas Cushi, the fact that she wore tefillin doesn't tell us that it's not a time-restricted mitzvah. It could be that Tana holds that Shabbos loves man tefillin, and Lailo loves man tefillin, and they didn't stop her because they hold of Rabbi Yossi that Noshim Seimchis is Rishus. You have to say that, because if you don't say that, then it's all very good that you can explain that the reason the Chachomim didn't stop Michal Bas Kushi wearing tefillin is because they held that it was a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman groma. But how are you going to explain the wife of Yoina who did Aliyah L'Regel? There's nobody in the world who's going to suggest that Aliyah L'Regel is not time restricted. Of course it's time restricted. It's only three times a year, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. And nonetheless, the Chachomim didn't stop her. So it must be that they hold that you don't need to stop a woman doing a mitzvah sasei Shazman Groma. If so, for the same token, it could be that tefillin is a mitzvah sasei Shazman Groma and Shabbos loves man tefillin. So you cannot bring proof that this Tana holds Shabbos man tefillin. Elokosova Roshus, in the same way as they held that the wife of Yoina was allowed to do Aliyah L'Regel, she has permission, women have permission to do the mitzvah sasei Shazman Groma, Hochanami Roshus, so too regarding tefillin, and hence you have no reason to believe that the Tana of this Mishnah holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. Elo, the fourth attempt, which Tana could hold in a definite way, who holds Shabbos Zman Tefillin? Elo, hai Tana, the Tanya, hamoitzi, Tefillin, machnison, zug, zug. Echod o ish, ve echod o isho, echod chadoshis, ve echod yishonis, divi Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds, if somebody finds Tefillin, and he wants to protect them, he wants to save them, he wants to rescue them, what does he do? He has to take them to a safe place. You're not allowed to carry there. What does he do? He wears them one pair at a time, and Reb Meir holds a male is allowed to wear them and a woman is allowed to wear them, irrespective of they are new tefillin, which there may be reason to doubt whether they are actually tefillin with the whole kedusha of tefillin or if they're just amulets. Ve'echod yeshonis. Or if they're old tefillin, which is clear, we can see that they are tefillin, they have proper kedusha. Divi Reb Meir, that was the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Oyser b'chadoshis. Reb Yehuda says that umatir b'yishonis, even though he agrees that you're allowed to save the old tefillin when it's clear to you that they have kedushas tefillin, but new tefillin, that we do not allow you to be mechal Shabbos by wearing them and saving them, because it's not clear at all that they are tefillin, they may just be amulets. And so what the Gemara says, Adkan Pligi, the whole machlekes for men Rabbi Yehuda, Elo b'chadoshis, v'yeshonis, they're arguing, are you only allowed to rescue old tefillin, or even new tefillin, those tefillin that it doesn't look like they've been used for the mitzvah of tefillin yet. Avol b'yesholoi pligi, but nobody argues with what Rabbi Meir says, that a woman is allowed to save the tefillin. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees with that. See, and if a woman is allowed to save the tefillin, it must be that she's being mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. One pair at a time, she's taking them, like we saw before, she's saving the tefillin by wearing them. She's doing a mitzvah. So our Mishnah could be following Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Meir. Shma mino mitzvah sasei shelo yazman gromohu. It must be that a woman is mechuyev to, if she's allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save them, it must be that she's actually doing a mitzvah of wearing the tefillin, not just noshim soim chayis v'shus. It must be that there's a mitzvah, and if there's a mitzvah for a woman, it must be, it's a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman groma, it's not time limited. If it's a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman groma, it must be that Shabbos and Laila hazman tefillin. V'chol mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman groma, noshim chayovis. So our Mishnah could be Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Meir. Asks the Gemara, no. V'dil mesov alok Rabbi Yossi de'oma noshim soim chisushus. It could be that indeed there's no mitzvah for the women to wear tefillin. And nonetheless, they're allowed to wear tefillin because, like we saw before, according to Rabbi Yossi, women have permission to do the mitzvahs that they're exempt from. But you're going to ask me, if they're not being mekayim the mitzvah because there's no mitzvah for them to wear tefillin, how are they allowed to wear them to save them? So Rashi says, remember what we said before? We said earlier on that the Gemara explained it according to the opinion that Shabbos loves man tefillin, then it's considered just like a tachshit. He's wearing it like as if it's an ornament. And therefore, the same way as a man is allowed to do that, the woman is allowed to do that. But you don't have proof from here that Shabbos is man tefillin, says the Gemara. No, lo yisol kedai toch, don't suggest that. It must be that Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda hold that Shabbos is man tefillin, and therefore women are mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin when they are when they are saving these tefillin, because it cannot be that they hold noshim soimchis rishus. That means in the event that they wouldn't be chayiv, in the event that it would be a mitzvah to say shazman groma, we would actually stop them because of Baal Tosef. We say, you're not allowed to do this mitzvah. The Torah didn't give you this mitzvah. And therefore, it must be, if we allow them to save the tefillin, it must be that they're keeping the mitzvah of tefillin. It must be, it's a mitzvah, say, she'ein hazman groma, and Shabbos v'laylo zman tefillin. And that's the opinion of our Mishnah. Asks the Gemara, where do we see that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both don't agree with Rabbi Yosi that Noshim Seim Chisushus? Deloy Rabbi Meir Sovalok Rabbi Yosi, Veloy Rabbi Yehuda Sovalok Rabbi Yosi. Neither of them hold of Rabbi Yosi. Loy Rabbi Meir Sovalok Rabbi Yosi, where do I see that Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of Rabbi Yosi? Ditnan, we learnt in a Mishnah, and this is an anonymous Mishnah, and all anonymous Mishnahs, or most anonymous Mishnahs, are Rabbi Meir, as the Gemara is about to say. And what does it say in this Mishnah? If on Rosh Hashanah morning a child who's not yet bar mitzvah wants to blow a shofar, is he allowed to blow a shofar? So even though blowing a horn is not proper chilul Shabbos, but you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, and it's discussed elsewhere, why not? But you're not allowed to just blow a horn, not for the sake of a mitzvah. However, a child, you're allowed to let him blow, because you've got a chiyuv to be mechanachim, you have to educate him with all mitzvahs, including shofar. Ha noshim Ma'akvin, but if a woman wants to blow shofar, we stop her. Why do we stop her? Well, if we stop her, it must be that because blowing shofar is a mitzvah, I say, she'azman groma, and the woman is exempt from the mitzvah of shofar, and if she's exempt, she's not allowed to do the mitzvah. If we held like Rabbi Yosi, we would say, noshim soim chis v'shus, let her blow on Shabbos. So it must be that, the Tana of this Mishnah holds that not like Rabbi Yosi, and Noshim not Soim Chis Rishos. They're not allowed to do Smicha. Ustam Masnis in Rabbi Meir, and we know that any anonymous Mishnah, or usually an anonymous Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, so this anonymous Mishnah of Noshim Akvin, it must be he holds that he doesn't hold of Rabbi Yosi. Veloy Rabbi Yehuda, Sovalok Rabbi Yosi, where do we find that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi Yosi that Noshim Soim Chis Rishos? The Tanya we learnt in a Braisa, and this is a Sifra, an anonymous Sifra. Daber el b'nei Yisrael, this is what we mentioned before, the Pasuk says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'omar ta'aleim, odom kiakrev mikem korban, etc. V'somach, and then it says in the next Pasuk, v'somach yodoi al roi sha'ilo. So the Gemara learns from there that b'nei Yisrael soimchin, v'im b'nei Yisrael soimchis, that only the men in Klal Yisrael lean on the korban, they do smicha on the korban before shechting it, and not women. And this is an anonymous Sifra, and an anonymous Sifra is always Rabbi Yehuda, as we're about to see. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim Noshim Soim Chis Rishos. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, they argue, Rabbi Yosi is what we've been mentioning all along, and Rabbi Shimon agrees with him, Noshim Soim Chis Rishos. But the Tanakama of this Sifra doesn't hold that Noshim Soim Chis Rishos. Ustam Sifra, an anonymous Sifra, Mani, who is it? Rabbi Yehuda, it's always Rabbi Yehuda. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir do not hold Noshim Soim Chis Rishos, and therefore, since they both allow a woman to wear the tefillin and to save them from on Shabbos, it must be that they have a mitzvah to wear the tefillin. And if they have a mitzvah to wear the tefillin, it must be it's a mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman groma. If it's a mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman groma, it must be that Laila on Shabbos is man tefillin. So our Mishnah is the Tanakama of our Mishnah that says that Shabbos is man tefillin is following the opinion of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Loza, Hamoitza Tcheles Bashuk. Tcheles is a wool that was dyed with a special color from this fish or whatever it is, whatever the tchele, the chilozin is, and it was a bluish, or tcheles, let's call it bluish type of paint, of dye, and they would use that for the tzitzis. And there was a mitzvah in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shulchan Aruch says that in the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, from after the Churban, we don't have tcheles, but in the Pasuk it says that you should wear tcheles. So what happens if you find some wool which has been dyed with this tcheles, you find it in the street? Now, in order to use these threads of that are painted with tcheles paint, with dye, in order to be able to use them for tzitzis, they have to have been painted L'shem tzitzis. The question is, if I find Tcheles in the marketplace, can I assume that it's been dyed for the sake of tefillin? Or could it be it's been dyed for anything else to be used in any other type of material or cloth or clothes? Says the, so what does Rabbi Elazar say? Leshoinois, strips, brushed strips of wool, psulois. You cannot rely and assume that they were painted for the sake of tzitzis. Chutin, however, if you find threads of wool that are dyed with this tcheles, ksherin, we assume that they were dyed for tzitzis. Asks Gemara, Maishna leshoinois, why are strips of wool, the Omar, the reason that you cannot rely that they have been painted or dyed for tzitzis, because we say adaita de glimats of inu, we say that maybe he painted them having intentions and in mind to use it in some cloak, not for tzitzis. Chutinami, if you find threads also, namely we should say adaita de glimat of inu, that the threads have been spun for the sake of spinning or for the sake of weaving it into a cloak. And then again, it's not kosher for tzitzis. And as we explained before, that the real issue at hand here is not only the spinning, it's the painting itself. If you find threads, maybe it was dyed to be used in a cloak. Answers the Gemara, b'shezurim. The threads that we're talking about here are threads that have been twisted, and these type of threads, we can assume that they were twisted for the use of tzitzis, and therefore dyed for the use of tzitzis. Asks the Gemara, Shazurim Nami, even though these threads have been twisted, Neima Adaito, the Shifso, the Glimo, Aifinhu. Maybe he, for the sake, with the intentions of the hem of his cloak, he twisted them. They would use these, it's true that they wouldn't use these twisted threads when weaving the clothes, but they would use it on the hems of the clothes. So maybe that's what they used it for. Well, that's what they made it for. Answers the Gemara, b'mufsokin. They've been cut up into relatively short threads that are perfectly useful for tzitzis, but very challenging to use for the hem of a cloak. You want to use a thread for a hem of a cloak, you don't want it to be so short. T'kulehai vadai leitorchi inshi. People wouldn't go to this effort of tying together shortened threads of this wool in order to use them for the hems. And if they're cut, we assume that it was originally made, spun, dyed, and made for the sake of tzitzis. And therefore, if you find chutim, they are ksherin, you can use them for tzitzis. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Rava's going to challenge this. Are you saying that it's so clear to you that it's for tzitzis because a person wouldn't be tereach, wouldn't go into that amount of effort to retie these strings? And if you would go into that effort, then maybe these strings are strings that were spun and dyed for a cloak, not for tzitzis. And he had in mind to retie them. V'chi odom tereach lasis kamir kaman tfilin? Well, I could ask you the same thing. Would you think a person would go to the extreme effort of making an amulet that looks like a tefillin? The amount of work that it takes to create something that looks like tefillin just for the sake of an amulet is tremendous effort. Ditnan, we learnt in the Mishnah. B'me dvarim amurim b'yishonis, aval b'chadoshis potur. In our Mishnah we saw that if you find new tefillin, then we are afraid that maybe they're not real tefillin, maybe it's just an amulet. If it's just an amulet, do you know how much effort you went into making an amulet like this? So you see that people do exert an exorbitant amount of effort. So maybe so too, these strings were dyed for the sake of you being used at the hem of a cloak and not for tzitzis. And Omer Rabzeira wasn't bothered with Rava's kasha. Omer Rabzeira le'ahava b'rei. Rabzeira told his son Ava, Puk toni luhu, go to the yeshiva and teach them the following braisa. Hamoitza tcheles bashuk. And this is the braisa that we saw before from Rabbi Elazar. Hamoitza tcheles b'shuk, l'shoinis psulim, chutin mufsokim ksherim. He says explicitly that if you find strips of wool, you cannot use them for tzitzis, because maybe they were dyed and processed not for the sake of tzitzis. But if you find cut threads, then you can assume ksherim, we can assume that they were made for tzitzis, and l'fi she'en odom tereach, because a person would not extend that level of exertion and effort in order to have threads that are going to be cut in order just to be retied and used for the hem of a cloth. Omar Rava. And Rosa Rava responded, Umishum de Tonile Ava Braid Rabzeira, just because Ava, the son of Rabzeira, is going to teach everybody this braisa that we saw from Rabbi Elazar, that if you find threads that have been cut, you can use them for tzitzis. Okay, so what? They said the brisa. Kipi tolala. Are we going to surround this brisa with rings and precious stones as if this is the last word? But none. We have a Mishnah that seems to say otherwise. You see clearly in the Mishnah that people would exert themselves and go to tremendous efforts to make an amulet in the shape of a tefillin. So you see that people are toireach. If people are toireach, then maybe these chutin mufsakim are going to be possible. And the fact that you found your braisa, well, we have an explicit Mishnah seems to be otherwise. Elo omarova toireach veloy torach tanoihim. Rava says that indeed, you have the brisa that seems to say that a person is not toireach, and you have our Mishnah that seems to say that a person is toireach. It's actually machlokes tanoim. The Tanya we learned in a brisa, moitza tefillin. If somebody finds tefillin and in the fields, and he doesn't want them to be degraded and to stay there till the end of Shabbos, he wants to rescue them. What does he do? Machnison zug zug echot ha'ish. Ve'echod o'isha, we saw this before, then either a man or a woman, echod chadoshos ve'echod yishonis, new tefillin or old tefillin, divi Reb Meir, you can save them all. So you see clearly according to Reb Meir that even new tefillin you can take for granted that they are tefillin and not amulets. Obviously people would not exert that amount of effort to make an amulet in the shape of tefillin. Rabbi Yehuda oiser b'chadoshis u'matir b'yishonis. Rabbi Yehuda says that new tefillin that you don't know that they are kosher tefillin, they may just be an amulet, you're not allowed to save them on Shabbos because they do not have kedushas tefillin. Alma, so we see from here, Marasova, Rabbi Yehuda holds torach inish, a person would exert that amount of effort, or Marasova loy torach inish, and Rabbi Meir holds that a person would not be toireach, would not put that amount of effort. And that's when you have the Mishnah and the Braisa seem to be contradicting on this point. It's actually a machlokes tanoim. And it could well be, according to the Tana, that a person would exert that amount of effort. Then if you find some threads that have been dyed with tcheles and they've been cut, nonetheless, it could be that a person would be toireach and he would use them to retie them and use them for the hem of his garment, and you wouldn't be allowed to use them for tzitzis. When we saw at the beginning of this sugya, Rabbi Lozo says that chutin ksheiros is following those opinions that say that a person is not toireach. Continues the Gemara. Until now we explained, Rava explained that the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether one's allowed to save new tefillin is whether we take into consideration that these tefillin may in actual fact be amulets, or whether we do not say such a thing. Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to save them. We assume they're not amulets, they're real tefillin. And Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to save them. Maybe they're amulets. Says the Gemara, V'hashta d'tonya avur d'shmul barav Yitzchok. Now that avur d'shmul barav Yitzchok is going to have a different explanation into what chadoshes and yeshonis are, that's all going to change. And even though, in the way we've explained the Gemara till now, and the way Rava explained this machlokes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person would take the effort of making an amulet in the shape of tefillin, according to Avur de Shmuel Barav Yitzchok, that would not be the case. What did he say? Eilu ein yeshonis. What are yeshonis that everybody agrees you can save? Is kol sheyesh ben ratzuis. Not only do they have the straps of the tefillin attached to them, umakushoris, but they are knotted onto the tefillin, and the knots are made exactly according to how the halacha in Hilchas Tefillin requires, that the knot at the back of the tefillin shel roish is the shape of a dalad, the knot of the tefillin shel yad is the shape of a yud. They're all shaped, the knots are made the way they're supposed to. And then he says, if you wear them on Shabbos, if you wear them to save them, you're mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, and therefore you can save them according to everybody. Chadoshes, however, the tefillin are chadoshes, yesh ben ratzuis, they have the straps in the tefillin, v'loy mukushoris, however, they are not knotted onto the tefillin following the requirements that they have to be. They don't have the knot in the shape of a dalad and the knot in the shape of the yud. And the kule al meloy torach inish. That means everybody agrees that nobody would go to the effort of making amulets in the shape of tefillin. And the reason that the chadoshos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to save them on Shabbos, is because in order to save them, you have to wear them in a way that you're mekayim mitzvah tefillin. And since mitzvah tefillin requires these knots, and these knots are not here in these chadoshos, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot take them out. You're going to say, make the knot on Shabbos, make the right knot, and then save them, take the tefillin to a safe place. Making a knot on Shabbos is an av melacha. That means the real issue here is not so much in Hilchos Tefillin as much as it is in Hilchos Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, v'le'in vinu mi'anov. That means it's clear that according to how Avuah de Shmuel bar Yitzchok explained, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that the knots are not there the way they're supposed to be is a reason that you cannot save these tefillin. Why not? Just make a bow, make a type of a knot that you're allowed to make on Shabbos. And then you will have the knots, and then you can save them. So there's going to be now a machlekes of Chizda and Abaya as to what we can learn from the fact that according to Rabbi Yehuda, making a bow is not sufficient. Omer Rav Chizda, Zoisei Meres, Aniva Psula Betfilin. Rav Chizda says, you're right, in Hilchas Shabbos you can make a bow. Making a bow is not one of the Av Melachas of Kosher. However, making a bow doesn't suffice to make the wearing of Tfilin kosher. You're wearing Tfilin that do not have a proper knots, and therefore you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tfilin whilst you're saving them. If you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tfilin, you're not allowed to save them, as we've seen in a previous sugya. Abaya Omar Abaya says something else. He says, no, making a bow, as far as the mitzvah of wearing tefillin, it might suffice. During the week, for example, according to Rav Chizda, if you make bows, you're not yet to the mitzvah. Maybe according to Abaya, you are. But what's the problem here? Abaya Omar, the Rabbi Yehuda Letamei. Rabbi Yehuda himself holds elsewhere in Maseches Shabbos that the Omar Anivo Kshira Ma'al Yisohi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even making a bow on Shabbos is considered a kesher or not, and it's an av melacha, so it doesn't help you. Since these ratzuis, these straps, have not been knotted, you cannot make any form of knot on Shabbos, even a bow, because it's an issa, an av melacha of kesher. Says the Gemara, you Abaya explained, according to Rabbi Yehuda, making a bow in Hilchas Tefillin would suffice. The problem is that making a bow on Shabbos is osir. Taima daniva kshira ma'aliasi, the only reason you cannot save these tefillin is in order to make them wearable, you have to make a bow. And making a bow is a kesher, you're not allowed to make on Shabbos. Ho'lav hochiv, there wouldn't be a problem of Shabbos. Onivluhu, you're saying that you could make a bow and it would be considered that you're wearing tefillin and being mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin with it. V'homer of Yudah Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei de Rav, Kesher Shel Tefillin Alocha L'Moshe Mesinaihu. It was said in the name of Rav that the shapes of these knots, the Dalet and the Yud, it's Alocha L'Moshe Mesinaihu, it has to be that way. And making a bow is not going to look like a Dalet, not going to look like a Yud. So how can you, Abaya, argue the Rav Chizda? Rav Chizda's right. Making a bow is a psula b'tfilin. It's not going to make the tefillin kosher as in the way you wear the tefillin. So how can you review to argue with that? V'omer of Nachman, and by the way, the Gemara is telling us, Rav Nachman said, v'novei ha'in lebar, that the ornamentation of the tefillin, which is these knots, the shin on the tefillin shel roish, on the bayis, on the box of the tefillin shel roish, and the dalad of the tefillin shel roish, and the yud of the tefillin shel yad, they have to be lebar, they have to be outside, people should see them. It's the beauty of the tefillin. It's the three letters, Shin and Dalet and Yud, that spell out Hashem's name. So you see here that you need these knots to be in this shape. So how can you, Abaya, suggest that if not for the fact that it's a problem of making a bow on Shabbos, that it would suffice? Answers the Gemara, De'oniv luk en kshira ditu. We can make a bow that has the shape of those letters, of the knots that you're supposed to make. They'll make a bow in the shape of a Dalet and a bow in the shape of a Yud. And then, as far as Hilchas Tefillin is concerned, it suffices. Just according to Abaya, there's an issue in Hilchas Shabbos. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.